The Balfour Declaration, made on November 2, 1917, is seen by many as the starting point of the Arab-Israeli conflict. The statement, written during World War I by the then British Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour, endorsed the establishment of a Jewish homeland in the Middle East. This week, Israelis and Palestinians are marking the centenary of the Declaration, which holds very different narratives in their respective histories. Palestinians have long condemned the declaration, while Tom Segev, an Israeli historian, says Israel owes its very existence to the Balfour Declaration.
The Balfour Declaration made it possible to lay the infrastructures which were needed for the establishment of Israel. The social, political, economic, military, cultural infrastructures. So that you might say that as a result of the Balfour Declaration and the policy that followed the Balfour Declaration, it was possible to establish the State of Israel.
British and Israeli leaders are marking the anniversary with a banquet at Lancaster House in London. Prime Minister Theresa May will be joined by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who says it's a very significant anniversary.
I look forward to my visit to London. We're going to mark a very important centenary, 100 years for the declaration of the Balfour Declaration, which recognized the right of the Jewish people for their national home in this land. I very much appreciate this gesture by the Prime Minister of Britain and the government of Great Britain.
But as the reception gets underway, protests are expected in London and the Palestinian territories to demand that Britain recognise their claim to statehood. In the West Bank town of Bethlehem, British graffiti artist Banksy has organised an ironic street party to mark the anniversary of the Balfour Declaration. It was held next to the Waldorf Hotel, a Palestinian-run guest house that opened earlier this year in Bethlehem, which sarcastically advertises itself as having the worst view in the world. The hotel's manager, Wissam Salsa, says the event had a political purpose.
The British government should apologise for the Palestinians instead of celebrating the Balfour Declaration this year, for what this declaration caused, not only for on the Palestinians, but in all of the Middle East.
Earlier this year, Britain said there would be no apology for the declaration, while insisting it was continuing to work for an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. Israeli and Palestinian communities in Australia are also marking the centenary. Dr. Zvi Freischer from the Australian Jewish Affairs Council says the Balfour Declaration was the point at which the international community recognised the Jewish right to self-determination.
It's a major watershed in the creation of Israel and the achievement of statehood for the Jewish people.
But Nasser Mashni, treasurer of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, says Palestinians see it as the death of a nationhood promised to us.
It's one people promising a land they don't own yet, they haven't conquered yet, to a people that aren't there without asking the people that are actually there.